good afternoon. Come in, come in. Let me offer you a glass of sherry, a tale or two, and perhaps one of my priceless antiques.
Tales of Antiquity. Stories of the romantic past captured through the eyes and ears of Eustace Glean, collector extraordinary. Your story for today,
The Princess and the Mariner. Ah, there you are. This rather dry Madeira might well suit you. There, on the table at your elbow. Now, what can I show you this afternoon? I wonder. Have you any idea what this is? It's an Inro of the Edo period, early 17th century Japan. It was used for carrying medicines, but in this case it carried seals for the fastening and signing of documents. This particular seal is of the house Makanuma, of which Princess Yingu was a member. Let me tell you her story and her encounter with a shipwrecked mariner. Quite beautiful. Our tale today takes us to ancient Japan, or, as it was once known, the land of Wu, and ruled by one Shone Shonzui. Now, serving this emperor as imperial minister of internal affairs was the wealthy nobleman Makanuma Mashinge. He had a most beautiful daughter, Yingu, so named for she was of the blood royal and a princess of the house of Shone. Now, her father was most careful that Princess Yingu should be kept under constant watch, for as she grew, so grew her beauty. Makanuma Mashinge therefore engaged a nurse, Iwanagi Hima, and a number of armed servants to accompany her wherever she went. But Princess Yingu was bored with this constant surveillance and was ever playing tricks on her poor nurse, running off, pretending to have been snatched, and that she was in grave danger. The distracted nurse complained bitterly to the child's father, who resolved to marry her off to a suitable prince, and envoys were sent far and wide for such a man. Meanwhile, Yingu continued with her pranks until one day, amongst the sand dunes by the Bay of Hakata, the nurse confided to Yingu that at long last a suitor had been found.
But I am too young to wed, Iwanigihime.
What nonsense! Why, I was a bride and a widow long before my 17th birthday. You are already fast approaching 20.
Would you have me bride and widow ere I know what manner of man I am to marry?
What rubbish you talk, child.
I am not a child. I am... Look, an albatross. Oh, but see how it battles against the harsh winds.
Heed me, princess. You must prepare yourself for your royal husband.
I do not wish to think on such things. Oh,
whatever
is... The poor albatross has fallen. I must run and see if...
Oh, I lose patience with you. Stop, princess. Do not run off alone. Guards! Guards!
Foolish old woman. If only a giant dragon would suddenly appear and swallow the silly creature whole. Oh, now where might that poor creature have fallen? I thought it was... Oh, my knee. Body. A dead man. It is stated that to touch the dead ere they are tended by a mystic soul is to invite their spirit to enter one's own soul. Holy Amatar Yesu, send forth thy celestial rays that I might be purified of all evil. Oh, but this man is not yet dead. His garments are wet through. Could he be a shipwrecked man? I must find someone to help.
You sneak fools! Search!
Are you a shoe?
Who calls? What? Princess?
Hush, hush. Do not summon the others. I would speak only with you. I need your assistance. And without the meddlesome Iwanagahime, I have found a poor half-drowned wretch. He is but a short distance off, and he looks to be a mariner. Do you think he will survive, Hoyoshu?
Water. I have water here, Princess. In a goat skin. Help me raise him. Here. Here, fellow.
Drink deep.
Where is it true? I'm with the goddess, Isolina. Have mercy on your servant, I beseech you.
Goddess? I a goddess? If he thinks that... I assure you, this gives me a plan. Quickly, help me carry him to a nearby cave.
And the following evening in Princess Yingu's private apartments...
And the outraged Itsunami banished her husband from the underworld of Yomi, threatening to slaughter some thousand souls each day. Her outcast husband then declared that for every thousand
Iwanaki, he would father 1,500. I have heard the history of our forefathers.
It's part of your heritage, Princess.
Even so, I would have you leave me now.
But, Princess, your father wishes you to take refreshment with him upon the fourth gong.
And until the fourth gong, I would sleep a while. So be gone.
As the Princess commands.
And do not return until you are summoned. Go.
Iwanagahime had no sooner left when Princess Yingu summoned her ever-faithful bodyguard, Hoyashu.
Hoyashu, I would know of our friend, the mariner. Is the cave decked out with the fineries as I instructed?
Just as the princess has commanded.
And the man?
His garments exchanged for new, and he is now left sleeping upon a bier of the finest down. However, he remains still in that strange stupor.
But it is now 3 suns since we placed him in the cave. If he does not awake and eat soon, I fear his spirit will rise and seek the holy bridge of Yang. Now heed me. At the coming of the twilight hour, await me in the gardens of the jasmine blooms, and together we shall see what we can do.
But at that point, the gong sounded, and ere the fourth note had faded, Yingu's father entered, agog with excitement. He informed her that he had concluded the marriage settlement, and the nuptials were to take place 100 days hence. Yingu was aghast.
But, father, I am a child still. I am too young to marry.
But Makadama Rashinge would hear none of her protests. She would be married, he insisted, before the season of leave. He then ordered rose water for his hands and refreshments for their repast. Unhappily, Yingu ate with her father, wishing all the while that the man she was about to marry might be but just a fraction as handsome as her dashing mariner.
But he will, like as not, be old and fat and have not a hair upon his head.
Later that day, as the sun's rays chilled to early twilight, Princess Yingu joined her faithful bodyguard, who escorted her from the jasmine gardens to the secret cave where the unfortunate mariner lay languishing.
How pale he looks.
Quickly, Princess, step behind this screen. Should he wake, you may observe without being seen.
What do you make of this man, Hoyoshu?
Plainly, he is no commoner. His nails, Princess, had the length of a nobleman.
I drown. What is this place? Am I perchance in the land of Yomi? The underworld of the living dead? Yet these fineries are real enough. No. Now what is this place? Silks, rugs, and such delicacies. In such fine utensils.
I trust you will not seek behind a screen, Hoyoshu.
Voices, do I hear? If you are human, reveal yourselves.
We are what you will. Reveal who you are. Are you of noble birth?
Noble? I do not recall. But what is this place? Show yourself to me. Then if you will not...
Stand off!
The lady, who is...
Oh, Hoyoshu, do not harm him.
You are indeed a goddess.
And as the days passed, and the mariner grew stronger, he confessed to the princess that he knew not who he was, nor from whence he came. But as Princess Yingu pointed out, his hands were not those of a peasant, and she continued her daily visits, though she sensed a fondness growing between them.
You are most beautiful, Princess Ingu.
And you, my stranger.
You are aware of the severe penalty for these snatched moments, Princess? Death upon the wheel, 1,000 cuts.
I am aware. Such familiarity is forbidden.
Much is forbidden, my princess.
Ingo.
My Ingo. And I will not live a forbidden love. And if your love, like mine, grows as the sturdy oak, leave this place and come with me.
Oh, that I could.
You are sad today, my Ingo.
Not with you, my stranger.
How then?
The day draws near when we must end our love. For soon I am to wed the odious Minamoto.
This is your prince's name?
I fear so. It is all I know of him. But he is sure to be old and odious.
Perhaps I should depart now. Then linger and cause you more anguish.
Oh, no. No, my stranger.
But 2 days later, when Princess Ingu went to meet her stranger again...
Hello? My stranger? It is I, your Ingu.
Call once more, my princess.
Hello? It is I. It is your Ingu. Oh, are you sure? He is gone.
Where would he go? Never. Come, stranger!
Oh, it is useless. He has done as he threatened. Gone. Gone that I might be spared the choice of... Did he not know, foolish one, that I come today ready to leave with him wherever... Oh, Yoshu, what must I do now?
You must wed the Prince Minamoto.
You are indeed a beauty to behold.
Lift your eyes, child, and greet your husband. Prince Shangui Minamoto, I hand you my daughter, Princess Ingu of Shone.
Greetings, Princess Makunamu Ingu.
My stranger!
I must confess to a deception. As yourself, I was not pleased to wed the Princess Ingu without prior knowledge and use the guise of a shipwrecked mariner. Am I forgiven?
Forever, my stranger. Oh, forever!
And so, Princess Makunamu Ingu married her mariner prince after all. Ah, here. Wouldn't you like to take the inre with you? It's yours. Good afternoon. Do drop by whenever you're passing.
That was Tales of Antiquity, written and produced by Kenneth Henry. ¶¶